Well, Art, the free agency period in the NFL got kicked off this week, and the Seahawks were kind of expected to be conservative during this time, but that wasn't the case, was it?
No. They came out firing with, this is fireworks, bells and whistles, and they are making as dramatic an impact as any team in the NFL. In free agency, they hired a guy named Cliff Averill, who was on some pre-free agency charts, the number one free agent available. He's a 6'3", 260-pound defensive end. He's a very good pass rusher, not so much against the run, but that was the Seahawks' biggest weakness last year. They finished 18th in the league in sacks, and this guy is hired to fix that. And preceding that was the real dynamite move, which was a trade for Percy Harvin, a wide receiver slash running back slash kickoff returner from Minnesota. And he is an exceptional talent. He's also been an exceptional headache for his teams starting in high school through the University of Florida and for 4 years at Minnesota. But it appears that Percy Harvin has the contract, the coach, and the team that makes it all worthwhile. And I just don't think he would dare say a negative word about anything or get run out of town well before the end of his contract.
Well, so you have Cliff Averill taking a pay cut from last season, and you have Percy Harvin not daring to do anything wrong with his new team. What is it about Seattle that's inspiring these players to come here or act appropriately?
Well, this is maybe unprecedented in recent Seattle sports history. It's an attractive place to play. Typically, Seattle's geography and the mediocrity of teams hasn't been attractive to veteran free agent players, and that's changed. There's suddenly a gravitational pull to the Seahawks franchise, owing in part to last year's success. They had a 12-6 season that should have wound up in the NFC title game at the very least, and they've demonstrated an adaptability, a flexibility, creativity that's very attractive to players, and that was reflected in the Averill contract. He made $10 million last year as a franchise player and signed just a two-year contract at $15 million or $7.5 million. So he took a pay cut to come to Seattle because there was a chance for him to be part of a Super Bowl winning team and then get back into free agency in 2 years and get a really big contract. So the stars are lining up. And the Seahawks have made a statement that 2013 is a Super Bowl year, and they're paying to get that young talent now.
All right. Well, is there any downside to these moves?
They're higher at risk, especially in the case of Harvin. His issues he's had with coaches and teammates over the years will loom. They are expending a first-round pick and a seventh-round pick in next month's draft, and the Seahawks have guarded their draft picks, like Lance Armstrong used to guard his medicine kit. They don't give it away easily to strangers. And so that's a big commitment by them, and the salary is a big commitment by them because $25 million of it will be paid by the end of 2013. That's a lot of money to one player in a sport that has a salary cap. They think he's worth it because this year is Super Bowl or bust for the Seahawks.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he is also a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.